Hello and welcome to the Mella's Born Now podcast. Today we talk about something a little different. This weekend, me and my boyfriend are planning to take a trip to Universal Studios Orlando. This is kind of a different trip because we're in a pandemic. And we are annual pass holders of Universal Studios. However, we haven't used our passes since, I want to say, we had a trip scheduled in February that we canceled. So maybe January. So I want to talk a little bit about how we're preparing and possibly over-preparing, but this is what we're doing to feel and be the safest. So, hopefully you stay tuned. I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and then I'll come back to chat about what we're doing, what we're packing, what we plan to do, all the fun stuff. See you back in a minute. Thanks for coming back. So, let's talk about a little bit of news. So, at the time of this recording, which is November 4th, coincidentally, the day after Election Day 2020, as of today, there has not been any reports that I have found. Please note that I have found, I've been looking, that trace coronavirus back to Universal Studios or Disney World. That was very important to me. I didn't want a hint of that. So what else I've been doing is been doing my own research on YouTube. Not only have I been looking at news and seeing what the pandemic is doing to the parks, but I also go on YouTube and watch Disney and Universal Studios theme park Orlando vloggers and see what they're doing, see what measures the actual parks are putting into place to make people feel safe. So, as of right now, I know, or at least when I have looked recently, there is no contact tracing leading back to Universal Studios and Disney World Orlando. Okay. So, according to Disney and Universal vloggers on YouTube, Disney and Universal mainly are the ones that I look for what they're doing to protect their guests. They have mandates on wearing masks, and they have kind of even more stricter rules on the masks, as in they that I know of. So they have restrictions on which masks you can wear. So as of right now, you are not allowed to wear neck gaiters, which are the ones that go around your neck versus the one that's strapped behind your ears or behind your head. So those are the ones that are just, sometimes they're like really stretchy fabric, or they're fabric that absorb sweat easily, don't smell, or for athletic use. So that it goes around your nose and your it goes around your nose and your mouth, as well as the bottom of your head, because when you lift it up, okay, so you put it over your head like if it was a necklace. So sitting down over your face, it's around your neck. Once you go to use it properly, you bring the top of the fold over. So it's just a circular fabric. Think of an infinity scarf for your neck that's snugger than a scarf. And then you raise it over your nose and your mouth. So your breath essentially is going around your neck. So sorry. Excuse me, I had to sneeze and I felt it coming for a few seconds before I did it. That's why there was that silence. So, the neck gaiters aren't allowed. And then the masks with the filters on them, you know, the ones that probably either go around your ear or your the back of your head, but have like a little box. It's a round little box that go on the outside of the filter of the masks. So it provides like ventilation and better airflow, and supposedly some of them claim that they have filters and it's better for you, yada yada. Those aren't allowed either. So you can wear the surgical masks, the blue ones. You can wear the white ones that look like they are, that make you look a little bit duck-like. You can basically wear any other masks other than those. I also know that Universal Studios sells, and Disney as well, sell a plethora of their own masks with their own designs for all sorts of occasions. Disney particularly had a huge line of Halloween masks. So those were super cute. And I'm sorry, Universal also had their own line of Universal masks, like Harry Potter masks with your house pride on them, or the old Universal logo. So they have a huge selection of masks too, if for whatever reason you don't want to use yours or you want to get theirs. So they do provide masks at the park, but you have to walk in with your own. So another set of safety standards that the parks are using is that they check your temperature before you enter the park. So, for example, before you get to security, okay, let's say you're driving up to Universal in your own car or in a bus. Okay, you know what? I don't know how it works at the bus, to be fair. So I'm just going to talk about how it works in your own car. So you are driving to Universal, you get to the parking place where you pay, or you show your annual pass and you get to mosey on in. You park, you go to the security station. I think before that you get to security, they check for your temperature with an automatic, like, I don't know if it's called a temperature gun, but it kind of looks a little temperature gun-ish. They aim temperature and at your forehead, and it takes your temperature. So what happens if you're over, I believe it's 104 degrees, they'll separate you and they'll put you in a little area, let you either cool down because it gets super hot. I'm not even kidding you. Even in the shade, in a parking lot where it's covered, you will get heated going just a little bit because it is very humid here. Everything just feels more hot. And I think it's just because you get excited. You're going to a park and you're going to be a little bit of a normal life for a little while. As normal as we can get, right? Because it's not 100% normal at the parks. So once they take your temperature, if you're fine, you go right on into security and you go about your day. If you're higher than 104 degrees, they bring you over to a little area. You can sit, you can cool down, and then they check your temperature up to three more times, in hopes that you've cooled down. If you haven't and you're still over 104 degrees, they do unfortunately send you home. And they do this to protect you. They do this to protect other guests, their cast members. They do it for the safety of everybody. So, I feel kind of safe about that. I do have a little bit of qualms with, you know, people who don't have symptoms. But what are we going to do, right? So, we've taken enough hand sanitizer, literally, to fill a kiddie pool. And we're just going to hand sanitize the crap out of ourselves consistently. So we live in South Florida. It's about a 3 to 4 hour drive to Orlando. So I'm going to have my boyfriend drive because he is the faster driver out of both of us. I drive like, as we would say in Spanish, una vieja, an old lady. So sometimes we take a little longer to get there just because I'm extremely overly cautious. It's not that he isn't cautious. It's just that I'm more overly cautious. So our plan is to drive up there in one shot without stopping. We don't want to stop at rest stops. We're taking the turnpike, which means tolls, and there's very few stops along the way. And on a non-pandemic corona time, those bathrooms aren't the cleanliest. So I don't feel comfortable. Obviously, if we gotta go, we gotta go, right? But if we didn't have to, then we can make it there pretty quickly. I'd say success. So, okay, what are we going to do about the hotels? Because they're indoors. You don't know who was there before. You don't know who had what before. You don't know who cleaned really well. Listen, everyone is paid to do their job. And I know that. I know myself. I know other people. Sometimes you don't clean every room the same way. Sometimes. You can't. I don't know you. You don't know me. No judgment. Because it's not. I need to do what I feel is going to be the safest for me. And protect myself. So I don't bring anything home to my family. So. We are taking our own Lysol. Our own Clorox wipes. Lysol wipes. To once we get to check into the hotel, our goal is to kind of do a rundown and clean the room. So we're gonna Lysol the tub, we're gonna Lysol the toilet, the toilet handle, the sink, the desk, the side tables, all the door handles, anything that we feel like we can touch, the remote. We're just going to Lysol and Clorox wipe as much as we can. Again, this is no judgment and no diss towards the cleaning staff at the hotel. I want to feel safe. I want to make sure that I did everything I could to feel the safest. I do feel like this is a little bit of an extreme, but again, you have to go to your level of comfortness. I haven't been to a hotel. I haven't been to a theme park. I basically, during the pandemic, have stuck to my house. Publix, our local grocery stores, Target and Walmart. That has been the extent of where I have been the last 6-7 months. So I don't know what it's like to go to a hotel room today. So we are gonna take our own pillows and our own covers. During our stay, we're going to, oh, and our own towels. During our stay, we will be putting the do not disturb, or we don't want anyone to knock on our door. Little tag outside the door, so no one comes in, no one has to clean, no one has to touch stuff that we've already sanitized. So that's what we're gonna do. We're bringing our own pillows and sheets and towels because I don't know who touched, I don't know who, not touched really, who put their head and breathed on that pillow before me. So we know that it's, we know that it's an, it could be an airborne disease. We know that it could live on surfaces. But honestly, I don't know shit. So if I can prevent as much as I can and be as cautious and careful as I can with still enjoying myself, I'm gonna do it. It doesn't hurt anybody about me bringing my own pillows and blankets and towels. The reason why I'm doing the whole blankets and towels situation, for the same reason we're doing the pillows, I don't know who had them before me. I don't know if that person was sick. I don't know who breathed on them and might have had corona. I don't know. So, again, it's not hurting anybody for me bringing my own stuff like that. It's just an inconvenience to me because now I have to pack extra stuff. But I don't see it as an inconvenience. I see it as something that I have to do for myself to feel safe. So I'm gonna take another little break and talk about park safety and what we're doing for ourselves to feel safe at the parks. See you back in a minute. Thanks for coming back and sticking with me. I know this is kind of a longer episode. So, how are we gonna feel safe at the parks, during the parks? So, we're gonna go for the weekend, and I know the last couple of weekends they've hit capacity. Because we're staying at a resort at the parks, I know we get in an hour early. We're gonna take advantage of early access to parks because the earlier we get there, the less people are gonna be in line and gonna be around. It's just statistically people come to the park a little later. So I believe they open at 8 for early access. So I think we're just gonna be there at rope drop. So the way that we're gonna feel safe, we're obviously gonna take our masks. We did buy special masks for the trip. We are taking extra masks for the trip. Universal is in Orlando, Florida. Florida is hot as balls. So I know that I'm a sweater. I sweat profusely sometimes. So I'm gonna take several masks for several reasons. What if one breaks? I need an extra one. I know that I'm gonna buy a couple of them there if they have my size. I'm gonna buy, I prefer, I'd really enjoy, would like to buy the the Harry Potter Hufflepuff one. If they have a Hogwarts one, I'd like that. I'd like to get a Universal, like old sign one. Just see what they have. I'd like to get some masks there. It doesn't hurt to have masks, extra ones, because you never know which ones you really like. My preference for a really long time was the ones that were sold in Kohl's. I absolutely love those. Those were fun. My favorite one was a galaxy with a bunch of kitty heads all over them. I'm a cat person, I'm a dog person, so I like crazy cat li crazy cat lady stuff. So anyway, park safety for us. We're gonna wear our masks. We're gonna buy extra masks. We're taking extra masks, all sorts of ones. So let's see. We're taking hand sanitizer, and from the videos that we've seen on YouTube from people who go to the parks, the Universal and Disney parks often, there are hand sanitizers stations throughout the parks, which is fine. But I like when I go to the grocery store, for instance, I hand sanitize throughout my entire grocery experience. Once I've touched enough stuff that I feel like my hands are no longer clean, or I feel like I need to do it, I put a squirt of them in my hand and I keep on going. So if that's how I am in the grocery store for an hour, imagine for 4 to 8 hours at the Universal Park. I'm gonna do that often. Again, not a diss to anybody else or cleanliness of the park. I'm doing it for so I feel safe. I feel as safe as possible. What else? My boyfriend's really good at dodging people. We hold hands when we walk a lot, and or most of the time. And we did this recently. We went to a mall looking for Pop Funkos, which is another episode that I did talking about Pop Funkos. Please go check that out. That was a fun video, and I ranted a little bit of our Pop Funko experience. So we're in the malls. We go to different malls looking for these Pop Funko specific ones. We're holding hands, and he will like steer me away from people who are coming towards us too close. So that's another way that I kind of feel safe, as it's almost like an obstacle course, and we're avoiding civilization. We also have items or new locations that we want to go eat, as in Universal. They have a crepe stand. We definitely want to go eat there. Our plan is to get our food, stand in line, social distance, get our food, and then there's like an area where the crepe stand is. It's an area that's not really much used nowadays, or at least that I've been seeing. So they have an area. It's near Woody Woodpecker where E.T. is, and they have like an open area to eat. And from what I've seen, a lot of YouTubers go back there and eat, and it's isolated. You can take off your mask, you can eat, and then once you're done, you pick up after yourself and go on, put back on your mask and go on your merry way. And that's what we plan to do with that. We also want to go to the Bumblebee food truck in the Simpsons area. Those carne asada tacos are delicious. And that was the last time we went, that was our favorite thing that we ate. And quite possibly that might be our favorite thing to eat in Universal. So, well, I'll let you know after the trip and see how all the safety went, but I'm definitely gonna do an episode after the trip. I'm thinking of possibly doing an episode during the trip. I don't know yet. No pressure. There's a lot of things going on. I'm taking on my own towels for crying out loud, so I'm really new at the podcasting, but that should be fun. Let's see. And just general, like, be cautious. I'm not 100% comfortable going on rides with other people. I know going on rides is going to be a little bit of a struggle for me because mentally I'm not really super prepared for that. I know before every ride they pump your hands with hand sanitizer, so that makes me feel comfortable. I'm kind of a little bit nervous with like indoor rides like Jimmy Fallon and King Kong, Fast and the Furious. What else do we ride? Oh, the Hogwarts Express kind of really freaks me out. But mask on, hand sanitizer in hand, just general being careful. I know that they do precautions between the rides and they put up clear, see-through plexiglass, so you know you're kind of not on top of each other in that way. I'll just see what's gonna happen. If it's completely out of my comfort zone, then I'll just stay back and hang out outside and wait for my boyfriend to ride. Honestly, I know that the first thing that we're gonna do is go to Islands of Adventure and ride Spider-Man because my boyfriend's a huge Marvel fan. He loves the comics. He loves the TV shows. He loves the movies. Huge Spidey fan. So I know that's one of the first things that we have to do is go ride that. And then probably get some lunch soon after. So all you can do is be cautious. I am breaking out of my comfort zone, as in stop living in my bubble, go enjoy my annual passes, and just be a careful human being. And that's all that we can ask from anybody. All right, I hope you enjoyed this super long podcast for me. Like, subscribe if you want to hear more, if you want to hear how my journey went, that'd be great. So you can subscribe to hear how the actual trip went. Maybe during my trip you'll get a podcast. If you want $5 free from Acorn, I have a link below. If you want two free stocks from Webull, I have a link below. And I hope you have a beautifully wonderful day. That's not what I say. I hope you have an amazingly beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.